Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to check out the archives and the articles, and our blog is there. We update it every weekday, and you can come and get it and enjoy it to your little heart's content, or we'll send it to you by real simple syndication Monday through Friday, and the newsletter comes by email on Sunday. And get you ready for the week ahead. Let me introduce you to, well, I don't have to introduce you to him. You know him very well. I'll reintroduce him to you. He's our good friend Bill Brandt, the president of Development Specialists Incorporated, and one of our good friends. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, and happy Memorial Day to you and your listeners, Jim.
Happy Memorial Day to you as well. And by the way, folks, Bill and Bob Dillerschneider, our previous guests on the show, have known each other for a long time, and so they had a good visit on the off the air while we were gone for a few minutes.
Well, you know, I feel like sort of the bad dessert here because you had Steve Forbes out, and I think Friday is your last guest. Then you lead with Dillerschneider, and then you have me, and I can hear all the bathrooms in America flushing just now.
Oh, Bill, it gets worse than that. In the previous hour, I had President Lincoln on the show. I did.
Well, Hillary used to channel Eleanor Roosevelt, and I suppose there's no reason you can't channel President Lincoln. So, you know.
Channeled the President Lincoln on this show a number of times over the years.
Really?
We did. At the end of the last hour, we had President Lincoln was right here reflecting on Memorial Day, no question about it.
Well, I've had his other associate, President Mercury, you know, because you have Lincoln and Mercury, and they're always together, it seems. So.
Now, don't be disrespectful of the president.
Not a chance. Not a chance, Jim.
Hey, Bill, as we reflect on Memorial Day, as we memorialize the lives of those men and women who paid the ultimate price, as we celebrate their contribution, and as you and I enjoy the freedoms that we have, and we take a moment to thank them and their families for the sacrifice that they made, I can't help, Bill, but think, and folks, we're not going to talk, oftentimes Bill Brandt and I talk politics and on the show, and that's good. It's always invigorating and healthy, but we're not going to talk politics today at all. We are going to talk about leaders. And Bill, when I think about the men and women who are serving our nation, wherever they may be, and who are being asked to make sacrifices, their families are being sacrificed. Here's my question to you. In general, do you think that the current leadership of this nation, when I say leadership, I mean those who've been elected, not necessarily not one party or the other. Leadership meaning could be Democrat or Republican. Do you think, taken as a whole, that our leaders are worthy of the men and women that they command?
Taken as a whole, yes. I often ask if the society which has sent these young women, men and women off to do this is worthy of the sacrifice. And it's an odd equation, Jim. Our leaders do best when there is an informed and demanding public pushing hard every moment for explanations, for answers, and for clarifications to policy, which, in my mind, makes our elected leaders of either party on any issue sharp, on the game, and prepared to debate and defend what they're doing. And part of my problem with leadership lately has been that the American people are fairly restive. One of my great ironies, or one of the great ironies that I find regretful, is that more people voted for the American Idol candidate than have ever voted for a U.S. president.
And that is sad, isn't it?
you know, I'm happy that people are engaged and have some good energy.
Of course, they can do it from home, Bill. That makes a difference, too.
It does, and I'm perfectly willing to engage in technologies that don't require you to get up on a cold Tuesday morning in November. I'm willing to look at any of that. But I guess back to your point, I think as a country, we get the nature of leadership we want and deserve. And if you have a current discomfiture with the leadership, it isn't necessarily that any of them, from the president on down, no matter what your political belief, aren't doing the very best they can within the belief structure they brought to the job. It is that the public sort of is somnolent and hasn't decided to push very hard for hard answers.
So you're saying, Bill, that if we aren't happy with the leadership we have, maybe we ought to look in the mirror. That's what it sounds like to me, you're saying. And I'm going to get you to explain that a little bit more when we come back after these messages. And you won't be surprised that I have a few more questions for our good friend Bill Brandt. Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. It's 2012. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live on Memorial Day from Florida, from Anna Maria Island, Florida, which is the first inhabited island south of Tampa Bay. And it's just north of Longboat Key, a couple of islands north of Sarasota, and it's a great part of the world. I've been vacationed here many times. I actually am on vacation. Bill Brandt is our guest. Bill, I'm on vacation this week, but I'm still doing my show at least the first 3 days. I'm going to do my show live the first 3 days. And believe it or not, Bill, I'm going to do a best of on Thursday and Friday.
Well, you know, I'm a longtime resident, or have been, of Florida off and on for the years, and at times owned at least houses both in Miami and the north part of the state. I've had a house for 30 years up in Amelia Island, which is the last most northern barrier island just before Georgia.
Right.
So
right.
I always point out to anybody who listens that the great and sovereign state of Florida was the only state during the War of Northern Aggression that the Yankee Army of Imperialism didn't occupy the state capital of. You know, Tallahassee was never threatened during that entire war.
I should have had you here when President Lincoln was on the show last hour.
Well, I want to tell you, in 1864, all five inhabitants of Tallahassee were willing to defend to the death, you know.
Right. All five, huh?
All five. There might have been six, but he was out getting something at the deli, I think. I forget.
Bill, in terms of, we're talking about leadership, and I'm glad that you said what you did about Americans. You know, as you say, we get the leadership we deserve sometimes, I think was essentially what you said, and we ought to be more selective. We ought to work harder on getting informed. Do you think we become a nation of sound bites? Is that how Americans get their information and make their decisions, based on sound bites?
That is true, and I think that the best political candidates you see in recent vintage are those that have learned in a soundbite fashion very quickly to make a very trenchant point. And clearly, Jim, if you're going to make a point in a soundbite, you're going to have to be on some occasions a bomb thrower. You know, what gets noticed is the stuff that is most outrageous. For example, your recent guest, President Lincoln, would probably tell you with relish the Lincoln-Douglas debates, which happened over a course of weeks in a variety of outdoor areas where great oration was done. You would not see that today. Maybe you might see it on C-SPAN if you could find
it,
and the program would probably be brought to you by no-dos, or at least that was what the American public would believe. But the fact is that the discourse just isn't there, if you don't have great debate about great ideas and you reduce everything to a soundbite, then there is probably some reason for the American public to be disaffected when it finds that the response to intricate and difficult problems, like your health bill that was on the floor last week or two weeks ago,
which did not pass.
It did not pass. And there's a lot of reasons it did not pass. And I know you and I could argue about that, but that is not to say something like that couldn't pass if you brought to, you know, legislation is always compromised. If you got people together in other than sound bites to talk, the idea that was its genesis is a good one.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree with you. And Bill, what you're talking about, to me, the more we live in a world of sound bites, doesn't that essentially trivialize? Doesn't a sound and that kind of and perpetuating the soundbite environment, doesn't that trivialize the wonderful things that you and I have today that other people have fought and died for, that we whom we memorialize on this day? Doesn't that essentially trivialize all of that?
I suppose. I was once asked by a doctor, a friend of mine, whether my children, what I was doing so that my children would not see the income and the wealth that I had tried to amass over the years at my various endeavors, and would live a normal life. And I said, you're asking me a typical question of our generation, and that is, why should I, or what should I do to do something to my children so they share my guilt with respect to the successes I'm having in life? And you're asking me the same question in a sort of an indirect fashion. My father spent most of his formative years liberating beach after beach, Okinawa, Iwo Jima, Saipan, mm-hmm. in the Pacific. If you asked him today, would he be disgusted with politics? Should he still be walking this planet? He would probably tell you from time to time he was. If you ask him today if this is what he fought for, I think on a moment's reflection, he would say, I fought so that people could be free to decide. I may not always like their decisions, but I fought for the freedom they have to decide. If it turns out to be sound bites, I'd love to get in the fray and have an argument about this. But in fact, I fought that they could decide.
Well, well said. And as you were talking about that, I was thinking about my own father, who is no longer with us. And he was part of that generation. And he was, maybe not on the same beaches with your father, but he was there on beaches in that era. And I think about him too. And I'm glad you mentioned him. In fact, I'd like to do something right now, Bill. My father's name was James Blassingame, and he served in Europe. He served in the Pacific. And would you like to say your father's name?
My father's name was also Bill Brandt. So the both of us are named after our fathers.
And so those are two individuals that I'm thinking about right now, Bill. And they represent millions of others who
Jim,
have
I'd like
died.
To go one step farther. I'd like to go one step farther. You have a son who at least did, I know, one tour in Iraq.
He's headed back this summer.
And so when you talk about fathers, at our age, you also have to talk about sons. And I think a great deal of debt from this society is owed to you and your family, both for what your father gave back when it mattered against fascism and world conquest from the Nazis and the Japanese, and to what your son is doing today.
Well, I appreciate that, and I accept that on behalf of all the other families and all the other sons and daughters who were willing to put themselves subordinate to what they think is a greater idea. And that idea, ladies and gentlemen, is freedom. Those are the people who we memorialize and celebrate today. It's 10 till. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt. And I want to get Bill in here to give us his website. Bill, give us your website for Development Specialists Incorporated.
Jim, the website is www.dsi, as in the initials, davidsamindiana.biz, B-I-Z.
And folks, I encourage you to check out his website. For one reason, there are some outstanding articles there that you'll benefit from, it that will help you to run your business, especially to make sure you keep yourself out of trouble. And there's some really good stuff there. And Bill, I want to thank you for making that available to all who want to join you on your website.
Thank you, Jim.
Bill, as we wrap up Memorial Day, I wanted to tell my audience something I promised them to do. Folks, I told you there were two things that were different today. Number one is I'm on the road, different about this Memorial Day. I told you that earlier, and I told you there was a second thing that I was going to wait to the end of the segment of the show to do, and that is to tell you how I'm broadcasting my show today. This show is actually coming to you from me over the internet via Skype. I'm actually talking to my network via the internet, via voice over IP, using the company Skype, which eBay bought, Bill, what, about 6 months ago or so?
There
was
a
big controversy over that, wasn't there?
I think it was just before the end of the year, yeah.
And the thing, the reason I mentioned that, Bill, from a business standpoint, now this is a U.S. company, eBay, bought a Swedish company, Skype, paid about $20 billion, as I remember, a lot of money. And there were some controversy over how much money they spent for it. But I guess the point I'm bringing up is this voice over IP is, I believe, Bill, it's a paradigm shift. What do you think?
I think it is. I think that the Internet brings about such a dramatic change. There are things 3 or 4 years from now that we're going to look back and shake our heads at that we can't even consider yet now, and we think we are comfortable with all the parameters of the information and technology explosion. We're not. There's much more to come.
Well, and if you would like to watch the 21st century paradigm, a 21st century paradigm shift unfold, watch voice over IP, watch the expansion of the use of the Internet, and think about the industries that are going to be impacted by it, and their ability to survive will depend on their ability to make adjustments in the new century. And Bill, I know that's the world you live in, isn't it?
It is. I think that all of us are going to find that forms of competition and forms of innovative ideas to get ahead will be evolving at light speed in the near future. And all of us who stay basically adept at dealing with the new technologies and bringing them online to serve our goals the fastest will be those people who surmount most of the obstacles and wind up being the leaders for this new coming century.
Bill, I want to say thank you for being here because I want to read a poem before we go, and you'll still be with us. But before, in case I run out of time, thank you for being here today, and I appreciate you spending time with us on Memorial Day.
I thank you for asking me, and it's a sobering day for most Americans, even though it's a happy sunny day for most Americans. But it's great sacrifice that got us here, and unfortunately, great sacrifice that will have to keep us here.
Well said, Bill. Folks, I want to read a poem called America by Ray Bradbury that was published in the Wall Street Journal recently. And as we go out, I want to read this to you. We are the dream that other people dream, the land where other people land when late at night they think on flight. And flying here arrive where we fools dumbly thrive ourselves. Refuse to see we be what all the world would like to be. Because we hive within this scheme, the obvious dream is blind to us. We do not mind the miracle we are, so stop our mouths with curses. While all the world rehearses, coming here to stay, we busily make plans to go away. How dumb, newcomers cry, arriving from Chad. You're mad, Iraqis shout. We'd sell our souls if we could be you. How come you cannot see the way we see you? You tread a freedom forest as you please, but damn, you miss the forest for the trees. 10,000 wanderers a week engulf your shores. You wonder what they're shouting for and why so glad. Run warm, those souls. America is bad. Sit down, stare in their faces. See, you be the hoped for thing a hopeless world would be. In tides of immigrants this year flow, you still remain the beckoning hearth they'd know. In midnight beds with blueprints, plans, and schemes, you are the dream that other people dream. Ray Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen, that's a poem called America. Bill Brandt, thank you for being here. Thank you for letting me get that poem out, and happy Memorial Day. America, happy Memorial Day. Remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.